This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. In less than 3 weeks, voters will go to the polls in the special primary election for U.S. Senate. And in the last few days, the campaigning among Republicans has become something of a family feud. That's because President Donald Trump has been publicly ridiculing Attorney General Jeff Sessions, a popular native son of the Alabama GOP. We'll talk about this and other aspects of the Senate race with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us to talk politics most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, political conventional wisdom has the Republican primaries a three-way race between Senator Luther Strange, former Chief Justice Roy Moore, and Congressman Mo Brooks. And while much of the campaign has been over who's closest to Donald Trump, Brooks took a different tactic yesterday by calling President Trump's actions, his public comments about Sessions. He calls it public waterboarding. How significant is this split with the president?
Well, I think it's very significant. I think it's significant across Alabama. I honestly think it was sort of a watershed day in the way people started looking at that situation. It's really interesting for Mo Brooks, particularly because Luther Strange has spent so much money and effort on commercials to say he was not all in with Trump originally. And yesterday he decided he would just own that, I think. And that was probably a pretty smart political move. Given the timing, it was even better because of the conflict between Sessions and Trump.
So you say it's a smart political move. Is it risky?
Sure it is, but he's in a risky situation right now. As you said, most people think it's top three. Roy Moore, wherever he is widely considered to be not necessarily the leader, but in the runoff because his people are likely to come out and vote. And so it really is a situation between him and Luther has already staked that ground. So what does he have to lose?
Well, on the side of Luther Strange, he's praising Sessions while not really saying much about Trump, also suggesting that Mo Brooks is desperate for attention. I guess given how pointed Trump's comments have been, can you be pro-Sessions without addressing that on the side of the president?
It's hard to do that and come away looking good. And that's a very difficult dilemma for him to be in, particularly because he's been so pro-Trump anti and claiming Mo Brooks has not been, which is interesting. This is completely a Twitter poll is, of course, completely unscientific.
Sure.
And we know that. But I did a little Twitter poll yesterday and just asking people, do you like Trump or Sessions? And no other options. More than 600 people responded, and it was 82% Sessions. So, I mean, that's why I say it was sort of seemed like a watershed day in that people who were all in on the administration in Alabama often are choosing Sessions now.
Well, this Trump-Sessions situation clearly is uncomfortable for Alabama Republicans, but the speed of the news cycle nowadays, will this matter by the time voters go to the polls here in a little less than 3 weeks?
That's a really good question. The question is what happens today that makes us change our view completely again, because it's so hard to keep up with. It is almost impossible. Surely by that time, people will think much differently, but it is evolving, not day by day, but hour by hour.
Congressman Mo Brooks also found controversy earlier this week for an ad he released. It touts Brooks' support for the Second Amendment, but it does so by referencing the shooting at the congressional baseball practice last month. Brooks was there, and he assisted the wounded. And John, you're among those criticizing him for using this in a campaign ad, but do you think it'll actually dent his support?
No, I don't think it will. I mean, it caused some criticism in Washington from the Scalise camp.
Who was the congressman who was wounded.
Was wounded primarily. I think the use of the audio of the gunshots came across as kind of coarse and insensitive, and the fact that Mo Brooks had really sort of sought out media attention after that and then used that to turn on the media. It was a little untoward, I thought. But, I mean, all week it seems like Mo Brooks has been making good political choices, so maybe he knows something I don't know.
Well, we've been talking about Trump, we've been talking about Sessions, and really up to this point, as we said, the race has mostly been about who's closest to Donald Trump. Even Mo Brooks says he still supports the Trump agenda. But on policies among these three men, is there much difference between them?
Well, yes, there is. I mean, Roy Moore is Roy Moore. We know what he is. He is unwavering. He stands by the principles that you like or you don't like, and he's going to be that guy. Luther Strange is not really, I mean, some say he is not necessarily the person he's campaigning to be, but you are who you pretend to be. And Mo Brooks is his own guy as well, I think. And he has some pretty radical thoughts for a lot of people, but he is who he is. And there's a pretty clear delineation there.
John Archibald is a columnist with the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.